This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Always good to be here, and I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be with God's people, and I'm glad to have a leader that's leading us and guiding us. And just good to be here, another Sabbath day, knowing that God's word is true. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, my elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to talk about the nation of Israel today. That is us. Before we get to that,
might have read
how that people said
at the feet of the prophets,
Lord, I call them saints,
and how some did all that the Lord say do
through the law of truth,
being led by one who was made of the truth. Well, as it was, it's so now. Sun God's anointing.
You know who you
are. You know who you are.
Turn the way by faith.
Turn the way by faith.
Turn the
way to the left.
All the
children
of the prophet.
Led by who comes in
the name.
Forever give God the praise.
You
know who to have
on
your knees. That's
the
children
of the prophet.
That live holy,
cause we sin no more.
We show for praise of whom that is worthy.
He brought us out,
out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Oh, this is the light.
Continue on and inherit eternal life. Upon his word I stand.
Five Laconia Boulevard, because the scripture tells us.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Coronavirus is going around, but everybody should lift their minds and let's trust God. Now, this program is to inform you about God, but if you believe you have God, that's all right. This is the time to trust in what you have. Isn't that beautiful? And we're praying that God will lift this virus from the nation in his due time, and that God's people and everyone else will get through it. That's our prayer. It's all about the nation of Israel. Mm-hmm. Now, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. I believe the scripture, and what's the point in following God if you don't believe God's word? God's word is in the scripture. Yes, Lord. It has to be rightly divided. Now 4 and 7 says what?
For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them?
God is talking about a nation. He's not saying what person has God so nigh. God is not dealing directly with people unless you are specially his anointed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you're not God's anointed, you haven't had a charge to go out to the people. If you haven't been sat down and taught by one who has had the charge, you need to belong to the nation of Israel, because God is talking about his people. And we want to be part of God's people. Mm-hmm. What nation is there so great? What?
Who hath God so nigh unto
them? In other words, can you find another nation got God as close as Israel?
No.
No, because God takes Israel through all of their trials and tests. He's with them. He promised Abraham, those that bless you, I will bless, and those that curse you, I will curse. The secret is to be the spiritual Israel. You continue forever. God has Israel as a parable. It's not about the natural. It's about the spiritual. Read.
As the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for.
What?
And what nation is there so great that has statutes and judgments?
What made America great is that the fact we have the 10 precepts. We don't have it spiritually, so like we should, but we have the natural, and there's a benefit to that. Mm-hmm. But even in having the natural 10 precepts, it hasn't been taught from a spiritual mind. And those that did keep the natural 10 precepts, they weren't faithful in that. They were prejudiced. Just like they were prejudiced when Jesus came. They had the word, but many were prejudiced because they weren't really following the Spirit. Now read the first verse. What does it say?
Now therefore hearken, O Israel.
So again, God is talking to Israel. God only has one people. The name is Israel. And we might be called by many the Church of Jesus Christ, but the people are Israel. We're Israel.
That's right.
You can be called the Church of the Heavenly Cloud. If you're keeping God's commandments, you're Israel. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Hearken, O Israel, what?
Unto the statutes and unto the judgments.
What?
Which I teach
so
you.
So these 10 precepts, well, I understand that. Not to have any gods before me and not make any graven image. They have to be taught because it's far beyond the natural eye. It's spiritual. What does it say?
Unto the statutes and the judgments which I teach you for to do them.
You're taught to do them what?
That ye may live and go in and possess the
land.
In
other words, wherever we go, even though it's corona time, let's stay with the principles.
Beautiful.
Let's trust God, not the world. Now, there's certain rules we have to adhere to. If they call a curfew, we have to be in and we can't walk outside and say, we're going to trust God. You got to get inside. But if you have a choice, we're going to trust God. And where you don't have a choice and it's against God, we yet going to trust God. Isn't that beautiful? What does the second verse say?
the second verse. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command.
Now, beautiful. Other words, this 10 precepts were commanded, and down through the times, people have added all types of things to it because they haven't been taught what it means spiritually so, not to have gods. These gods are many of the people's ways and all of these things. They got a new day now. Now they got a National Women's Day. New gods come. It's always something to drain your service and your pocket from God. And that got your attention on always something going on. You shall not add
unto the word which I command you.
What?
Neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep.
So if you don't add to it, you don't diminish from God. If we add anything to it, like Sunday as the day of rest, it's wrong. We've diminished because we've added something that's not in God's word. You've polluted it. What?
That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord.
So wait a minute. If we don't add to it and if we don't take away, we can keep it. Because that's what he said, that you may keep it. So all out there that have decided to have the first day of the week for the day of rest, you're in sin because you're adding to God's word and you've polluted it because you can't do that. If you're not living holy, you've added to God's word, because God's word is not about baptism. It's about holiness. First verse again, what does it say?
Now therefore hearken,
what?
O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the
God wants us to hearken unto his word. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Let's go there. Thank God for knowledge.
Yes.
Those that are seeking God, if you happen to be on this website, you or iPod, you hear us, you found the place. Listen. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He that hath an ear, let him hear. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 says what?
If my people, which are called by my
now,
name.
Now, wait a minute. God's people are called by the name of Israel.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Regardless of what you call your church, there is no such thing as a Christian and an Israelite. Mm-hmm. A true Christian is an Israelite, and an Israelite is not necessarily an Israeli, but it's a Christian, a follower of Christ.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
But we are Israel.
All right.
Of the Spirit. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves
what?
And pray and seek my face.
Because the mass of the people that are called by his name call themselves followers of God, followers of Christ, don't know him. Because of these false preachers and the vision they've had in the past. How they've diminished God's word and had no understanding of God's word, that's why they're not God's people. And they think they're two separate people.
Yes, Pastor.
Read.
And turn from their wicked ways.
What?
Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
That beautiful good Isaiah 56 and 1.
Right.
We are Israel. And anyone that's listening, you need to know who you are, and the only way you can really understand and see who you are is to keep God's commandments.
Yes.
And if you're not keeping God's commandments, you're not keeping God's word. It's just that simple. Isaiah 56 and 1.
Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice.
Well, wait a minute. Master of the people been taught, no one can judge you. Even the leaders tell the people, I can't judge you. Then what you having a leader for? And the leader is not supposed to judge. The word they bring should judge. But if they're not bringing the 10 precepts, how can you get judgments? Because that's the judgments. How plain is that? That's the statutes and the judgments, the 10 precepts. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
For my salvation is near to come.
What?
And my righteousness to be revealed.
It's got
to
be revealed. Well, one way to reveal it is to keep, therefore, and do them. Isn't that beautiful? And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. It tells you. It's revealed. We just have to put it in action. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Blessed is the man that doeth this,
right.
And the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting
Listen,
it.
God don't want us to pollute the Sabbath.
No.
Hey, everybody get up on a Saturday morning, mowing lawns, going shopping.
Right.
Well, Corona stopped all that.
Right, Pastor. Right.
You might not see anybody cutting the lawn. Everybody going to stay inside now.
Yeah.
Lawnmower will get corroded.
All right,
oil dry up.
That's right.
Because they don't honor God's Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
They don't honor God's word, period. Read.
And keepeth his hand from doing any evil.
What?
Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me.
But wait a minute. This is what happened. One want to live for God, and then the children say, well, they're separating me from you. Because God is taking a nation from a nation. God is taking us out of the world. But the children say, oh, you just separated us. I can't have no fun with you anymore. It's about your life, living for God. And if God don't give them a call, you should say, have fun on. But if God give you the call, you better listen. I'm listening. I'm moving. And it's not that you don't love your children, but they don't love what you stand for. And they don't want to talk about God. Why would you want to be around somebody who don't want to talk about God if you say you love God? When the Lord said, the friend of the world is an enemy to him.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful to know that? Yes. Read.
The Lord hath utterly separated me from his people.
Mm-hmm.
Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree.
What?
For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of
my Wait a minute. He's talking about those that want to comply to his word.
Right.
Those that really are eunuchs, and there are eunuchs that are of God.
Yes.
What?
Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters.
What's a name better than sons of daughters?
Beautiful.
But your father's name. Anybody, people change, they say, well, I want to change my name from Perry to Peter. But you can't change your last name, not so readily. But why would you want to do that if you honor your parent?
Right.
God got a name better than sons of daughters. In other words, when we get to glory, it ain't about Perry. That name don't work there. That is not an everlasting name.
Right.
What?
I will give them an everlasting name.
What name is everlasting but Israel?
Yes.
Your name said, well, my name is Perry Christ. Can't be that because that means anointed.
All right.
So, well, my name is Perry Jesus. I'm called by the name of Jesus. That's the son's first name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But Israel is God's people because that's God's name.
Yes.
Israel. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
That shall not be cut off.
That name is not going to be cut off. What?
Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name.
Wait a minute, so you're a stranger, you should love the God's word. Love the word. That's what we look for. Do you love the word? Because if you don't love the word, you don't love God, which means you don't like me. But if you love the word, let's tell everybody again. Let's talk some more about the word. That's when you love God. That's when you want to be around.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be around somebody that says, I love God's word. You say, oh, and wart. Wart is out of business. You don't take your money. Fail on Sears. Sears ain't doing nothing. Come on. But I'm saying you want someone that's interested in what your life is about. Something that stimulates you. You don't stimulate nobody else. What's the problem? Right? You go bowling, right? You want somebody to get in there, got fired like you got.
Yes.
Or they find themselves off the team. I want that. Let's read. Thank God. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, Pastor. And to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. Read.
Even them will I bring to my holy
So when you got a mind... Because God knows everything. When you got a mind to yield to God, why wouldn't God bring you to his anointed, to the holy mountain? Because this is where you get salvation. But if you ain't got no mind, why would God bring you? Unless he want to use you for an example. But why would God do that? Read.
And make them joyful in my house of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar.
What?
For mine house shall
because
be called.
Because your offering to God, your life, God is telling you what's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be acceptable when you adhere to what's acceptable.
Yes.
Read.
For mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people.
What?
The Lord God, which gathereth the outcast of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him.
It's the outcast of Israel. Because we were all scattered and we're yet scattered throughout the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But in the fullness of time, God gathers you. Bringing from the east, north, west,
yes.
and south.
Yes.
They said, march to that great city. What's that song? How I Got Over? March up to Zion.
Oh, yes.
How you going to get over is to humble down
mm-hmm.
and come as a child. That's how you going to get over. Other than that, you're not getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Lord said, except you come as a child. St. John 10, 16, let's go there. God only got one people. And if ones are stumbling by this podcast or this broadcast, that should be a great concern of theirs. Why aren't they called Israel? Because God only got one people. He's only speaking to Israel, not talking to anybody else. Isn't that beautiful? I ain't never heard God splitting two people up, two nations. He took us out from a nation. He did the same thing with Abraham. Abraham was taken from a nation, the nation of Syria, right? He adopted him, became a Hebrew, a Jew, Israel. Isn't that beautiful? St. John 10, 16, what does it say?
And other sheep I have.
Well, wait a minute. He said he's going to bring the outcast of Israel.
Yes.
Scattered throughout. But he said, I'm going to bring what?
Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold.
What?
Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice.
What?
And there shall be one.
Now, wait a minute. It says they shall hear his voice. Mm-hmm. But how can they hear God's voice if these that say they've been called and sent by God don't lift it up? God spake all these words, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is what we lift up every time we come in here. But if you're not being lifted up, you don't hear God. That's why he said, how can you hear without a preacher? The preacher's got to preach what God gave. Read.
Yes. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd.
Oh, wait a minute. One fold. Now, where do we get Christians and Jews and Christians and Israelites? Where do you get that? Mm-hmm. One fold. Why don't they read that part? He said, well, the Lord said love. Well, they read the part where the Lord said there's one shepherd, one fold. That all these so-called Christians march down there to the Israeli or the Jewish synagogue and say, ain't but one shepherd. Somebody going to get hit. Because if they're not Israel of the spirit, they're just like any other carnal-minded, violent person. They're not going to take nothing. All right?
Yes.
Remember, these are the same people that killed the Lord.
Yes,
and it wasn't about a Jew, it's about a carnal mind. It don't make a difference if you're a Jew or a Greek. You yet kill the Lord if you don't yield to God. You're one of them. In other words, you got the same nature, right? So we're not here to bash a natural Jew. We're bashing anybody natural. We're only supporting the spiritual mind. That's it. Ain't about no color, no race, creed, ain't about that. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life
that
I
might take it. When you begin to live for God, you're going to lay your life down,
all right,
or you're going to take it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to do.
Yes.
To obey, you're laying it down, which means you're taking up a new life. You have it. If you're carnal minded, you're not going to lay that down. And it is our choice, just like it was his. Mm-hmm. I got power to lay it down, got power to take it up. We all have the same choice. We got the power to do it.
Yes.
You want to yield, you got the power not to yield. Our choice.
Yes.
Read.
That I might take it again.
What?
No man taketh it from me, but I lay
nobody,
it down.
No man take our choice away. Mm-hmm. We give it away to the enemy. Yes. No man take it. That's our choice to do this. We're here on our choice.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Yes. But I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again.
What?
This commandment have I received of
Isn't
my Father.
Isn't that beautiful? Hebrews 13 and 20.
Beautiful.
Wonderful thing when you're reading and you have understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this, if you don't have understanding, just have faith in God.
Yes.
And whatever that'll get you, fine. But I don't think it'll get you nowhere if you don't have faith in God's word. Because how could hearing? Faith come by hearing. And hearing by God's word, right? If you hear the word, how do you have faith? Not in God's word. You have faith in a lot of things, but not in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
You might have faith in your religion you believe or your doctrine, but if it's not the Ten Commandments, you're wasting your time.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful to know that? Well, that's your opinion, but it is.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Hebrews 13, 20, what does it say?
Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus.
Wait a minute. Brought him again.
Again, yes.
From the dead. That means he must have been had come from the death before.
Beautiful.
Is that what that means?
Yes, it is.
It didn't say our Lord who was brought from the dead. It said brought again from the dead. That means he was dead before.
Yes.
I believe it's when he came in this life.
Go ahead.
Read.
That great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant,
what?
Make you perfect in every good
Why
word.
Don't they want to talk about that? Make you perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the law of the Lord is perfect, and it converts you into perfection. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Why don't they want to go there? Because that's what God has for his people. What?
make you perfect in every good work to do his will.
What? So every work we do, you can do things perfectly. That's what they tell you. Well, ain't nobody perfect. Well, I bump into you. Well, it says every good work make you perfect. Problem is they don't know what a good work is. They call a good work baking a pink cake and it comes out blue. And they say, well, ain't nobody perfect. No, that's not true. That cake ain't perfect. That's the wrong color. Isn't that beautiful? You didn't know what you was doing. But when you're perfect, you know what you're doing. And the work you do, you're doing it in God's will. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Jose, let's go to 11 and 1.
All right.
Thank God. I think this is a beautiful
It's beautiful, Pastor.
Thought.
Yes.
I can't imagine nobody say, well, wait, wasn't that beautiful? We talk about God's word. So I don't think it was that beautiful. You think that was all that and something. Okay. That's what you think about God's word. I ain't say all that. That's what you said. Okay, come on. What are you reading now? Hosea 11 and 1.
Yes. When Israel was a child, then I loved him.
What?
And called my son out of
Egypt. Isn't that beautiful? So in other words, if you don't have no childlike spirit, God ain't calling you out of nowhere. If you're listening to the broadcast, if you don't want to yield to God's word, say, I need to be taught. I want to learn what you're talking about. If it don't tingle your ears, make you itch for more knowledge. God's not talking about you. And if you think he's talking to you, you got to come like a child. Don't come and tell me what you think I don't know. If you think I don't know, there's no sense in coming. Yes. But if you're looking for some answers, I believe the deacon gave out the podcast and the numbers. If you got any questions about this way, which means the scripture, give us a call. But don't call trying to tell me I'm wrong.
That's right.
Now, if you want to call and ask me why so-and-so is like it is, I can give you what God gave me.
Yes.
What did Peter say? Silver and gold have I not. But such as I have, I give thee.
Yes.
If you're not ready for knowledge, don't call. All right, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read the fourth verse. What does it say?
Yes. I drew them with cords of a man.
God draws with love.
Beautiful.
But you can't build on just the cords of a man. God gets you there through cords of a man.
Yes.
But what?
With bands of love. And I was to them as they that take off the yoke on
their jaws. Now, wait a minute. God took those carnal yokes off. So it can give you the spiritual yoke.
That's beautiful.
Light burden. That's a light burden there. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But he took burdens away. These people have, now they got Women's Day. They got all kind of people cooking, doing all kind of things. Another burden besides the burdens all year long. Got to buy gifts to most of the 99% of the people not worthy of them. These are the people that cursed you out, slapped you, abused you, your own children abused you. But it's time for the gift giving. It's time for a box of chocolates. All this burden. Now you're going to add more.
Yes.
This is what they do. And they call that salvation. That's not so. That's burdens. But God couldn't lift all this stuff away and lay meat to you, his word, and not burdens.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Wisdom. Now, he said, I laid meat to them. Let's go to Matthew 23 and 1. Let's go there. Yeah, we have a lot to say.
All right.
And I would say, you know, this is not a theater, but don't go grab no popcorn and listen to this broadcast. You want to eat something, it's better to eat after you finish hearing this.
Cause,
and you may not have an appetite. This ain't the can for peanuts and popcorn and stuff. I'm going to hear what he got and say, you ain't going to be able to eat after this one. Unless you truly live and strive to live for God, you should say, hey, amen. We got one to say amen every now and then. Amen don't float around too much over here. And it shouldn't. You know why? Because we're mindful of who we are serving. And not just saying things, taking his name in vain. We don't want to do that.
Beautiful.
Matthew 23 and 1, what does it say?
Then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat.
That's what these preachers do. They sit in God's anointed seat. They try to explain God's word and don't know the word is the 10 precepts. They don't know that. Read.
Yes. All therefore, whatsoever they bid you observe, that observe and do, that observe and do, but do not ye after their works.
What?
For they say and do not.
What?
for they bind heavy burdens and grievous to the
grievous.
Born.
All these committees always got something to raise money. But they don't do one thing. Don't even move things with their fingers. But you got a lot of zealots out there thinking, I'll do this and do that, thinking it's salvation. It's not salvation. Read.
And lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers.
What?
But all their works they do for to be seen of
isn't
men.
Beautiful? To know that. Mm-hmm. Most of it is what they do to be seen. That's why they have all these big TV programs.
Yes.
Not to give you a message, but to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
You got one walking around with gowns looking like the coffee man.
Maxwell House.
With robes on, look like a dress.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all of that God gave was legitimate for Aaron.
Right, right.
God was setting up a system that represented what he was going to do.
Yes.
That system been kneeled down to when you come to the preacher, let you know what's acceptable when you are coming to God's anointed.
Yes.
What's acceptable? Mm-hmm. You don't need robes. We don't have robes with the choirs. You got to get all the robes. Now the choir members got one dress, but who gets all the money? Offering. How you be in the choir? You singing for the choir and you got choir dues. How you do that? You got to pay to sing. How stupid is that?
Stupid.
I thought you're supposed to sing if you're happy.
Right.
Somebody said, you ain't singing because you didn't pay your tithes. You didn't pay your choir dues. How you going to sing on something like that? So you get to sing, but you owe. What is that? All these burdens, they do. That's what they do. And if you're a deacon, you got to pay choir dues, deacon dues. All right, come on. Read.
They make
it's laughable. God's people don't do that. It's just, but to pull away from all this mess, you got to have power. You got it if you get in the right place. Read.
They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the
other words, like I say,
their garments.
They got some of these preachers, red suits, all kind of stuff to be seen.
Right.
Some of them want to look like Liberace.
Yes.
Choir directors, funny as a fun.
Yes.
Got more movement than, Soul Train. Supposed to be in the choir, flopping around looking like women, and these are the choir directors.
Exactly.
And the women looking like men, he's supposed to be your choir. That's what it is. Y'all watch the door when I leave now, saints. Come on.
And love the uppermost rooms.
Watch me now. Come on.
And love the uppermost rooms at feasts.
They do.
And the chief seats in the synagogue.
What?
And greetings.
They think,
they say,
you're a pastor. Y'all holy, huh? They just want your business. One asked me that, said, y'all some holy people. I said, what does that mean?
Right.
It'll build you all up so they can go in and buy some frocks.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, here comes some holy men. They don't even know how to spell holy. They don't know what holy men look like.
Right.
Just because you're a church goer don't make you holy.
Right.
But they love to be called, hey, that's the pastor. Pastor, pray for me. I just ignore it. You know.
That's right.
What is God's word? Just something you fling around.
Right.
Pray for me, pastor, some blessings. Yeah, won't you give me a blessing?
That's right.
And get all stingy. We can't do that. Pray for me.
Yeah.
How silly is that?
That's right,
somebody of God, you don't come in and do all this. It's just go about your business. I'm going to answer them.
Yes.
That's vain stuff. Read.
Yes. And to be called of men, Rabbi.
Rabbi, what?
Mm-hmm. But be not ye called Rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren.
I guess the Catholics don't believe in that. Because you still got a bunch of, the Jewish. So you got a bunch of rabbis, and then the Catholic call father, and he told you don't do that. They got their own agenda.
Yes.
All right, let's go to St. John 4 and 31. I know time is moving on, but we have some that will stay with us, loyal ones. And the ones that stay with us on podcast, half of the ones sitting out here in the audience. That's fine. Lord said, where there's two or three gathered and agreeing, I'll be a God in the midst. Isn't that beautiful? I believe that.
Yes.
St. John 4 and 31, what does it say?
4 and 31 says, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat.
Master, eat. Eat. Mm-hmm. Always trying to teach them spiritual knowledge. What did he say?
He said, but he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of.
I got meat you don't know about. And if I explain it to you, you're not going to understand it. What did he say?
Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him out to eat?
No spiritual understanding, but they were learning. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? What did he say?
Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me,
what?
And to finish his work.
In other words, his meat was to obey God's 10 precepts, because he said, my father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. Mm-hmm. And I know this commandment is life everlasting.
Yes.
That's God's will.
Yes.
And to finish his work means to die.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do. When we come to God, we have to finish the work to die. Isn't that beautiful? Thus, it's a spiritual death is what means something, not the natural.
Right.
14th verse, what does it say? I mean, excuse me, read on. 32.
Yes. But he said
unto... Oh, yeah, you read that.
Yes.
Excuse me. Read the 34th, you read that.
Yes, 35.
Yes. Let's go to Hebrews 5 and 14.
Right.
Thank God.
Yes, thank God.
Yes, 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 yes.
Beautiful.
5 and 14.
Yes.
If you want to yawn, it's okay.
No,
it's all right, you can yawn, but you ain't yawning on me.
All right, Pastor.
Know who you're yawning on.
All right, Pastor.
Thank God.
Right.
5 and 14, Hebrews.
But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age.
Ain't many out here on full age that you can speak strong meat. What?
Even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and
to be able to understand what's good and what's evil. Spiritual knowledge.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.